Okay, next patient is Winifred, Winifred Fitz, Fitz, 9648, 122, Lux Life, ALCC, Leverview, HPI. 77-year-old female whose baseline labs to include an A1C were drawn and reviewed with her today, period. Review of CMP shows slight decrease in a total protein with a normal albumin. Just to watch for more dietary protein. If she wanted, she could have a protein drink daily, say 1 or 2 days out of the week, period. And remainder of her values are WNL, period. Next is Winifred Fitz, F-I-T-Z. DOB is 9648. Date is 122. Lux Life, ALCC, Lab Review, HPI. 77-year-old female seen in room. She was in good spirits and capable of understanding lab review, period. CMP review showed hypoproteinemia with a T-protein of 5.8 and explained that 6.1 is the low end of normal. Her albumin was WNL. Suggested that she watch to increase dietary protein, and if she can't do that, then protein drinks can be ordered. And having one of those twice a week would bring that number up to a normal value, period. Next is a screening TSH. Value is WNL at 1.80. No treatment required, period. And then next is CBC review. All values are WNL, period. And then next is a screening A1C. It is slightly elevated at 5.9. For patient, this value is based on age, is right on the border of normal. Will not start medication at this point, but we'll discuss it with her further as far as watching her diet, period. Also, patient's son, Joey Fitz, requested that I speak with to call him. He is her POA, and we'll do so, period. All right, patient's diagnoses, HTN, unspecified depression, polyosteoarthritis, chronic low back pain, generalized anxiety disorder, MCI, allergies, erythromycin, fenofibrate, Lyrica, morphine, codeine, and statins. Diet is regular with thin liquid. Code status is full code. General. Patient is alert and interactive. Neuro makes eye contact, clear speech, asks questions that are appropriate, understands given information, and affect is congruent to situation. Musculoskeletal. Patient ambulates independently in her room for distance. Occasionally she'll use a walker, otherwise ambulates independently, period. She has no lower extremity edema, moves arms in a normal range of motion, respiratory normal effort and rate with clear lung fields, no cough and symmetric excursion, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber gallop, PMI non-displaced, abdomen is soft, no distension or tenderness, bowel sounds present, A&P number one, routine follow-up, patient stable, had no particular questions today. Did request that I call her son slash POA, as he had stated that he wanted to talk to me. She said he didn't specify why, period. Okay, A&P number one, elevated A1C. Encourage patient to monitor her sweet intake, and that if she ate more protein, it would also alleviate some of the cravings for sugar that she occasionally has, period. And we'll recheck this value in 3 months, period. Number two, hypoproteinemia, a protein drink twice a week is suggested, and we'll see whether a patient either increases their dietary protein or buys protein drinks, period. Next is hypertension, well controlled per the values that were noticed from BP check this past month, period. Next is nicotine dependence. Patient continues to smoke daily. I think she minimizes how much she actually smokes, but she's been a smoker for many years, period. It's an issue that her sons, in particular her son Joey, has addressed with her, but made no headway in getting her to cut back or stop, period. I will look at a chest x-ray just to see what her baseline is, and then speak to her about either nicotine patches or nicotine gum to help decrease her smoking or stop it altogether, period. And then next is social. I spoke to her son slash POA, Joey Fitz, for 20 minutes, and he talked to me about the frustration regarding her cigarette smoking and that she's never made an attempt to quit. Also that when she was living at home, it was clear she wasn't taking her medications properly, and she was had lost weight, gotten down to 100 pounds. She's currently 116.9 pounds. She wasn't leaving the house, nor was she talking to friends. Her sons would have to go there in order to talk to her. And he states that when she first went to Lux Life, the consideration was for memory care because she had the presentation of a patient with dementia. But once they got her medication squared away and given as it was supposed to be given for almost 2 months, there was a change in her behaviorally and cognitively, period. Currently, her POA states that she always brings up that she doesn't like being there, she doesn't like the people there, doesn't like the food there, and wants to leave. But to date, they are concerned what would happen to her if she went back to living home alone, and they're not interested in making that move, period. 99350 and direct POA contact 20 minutes.